Be warned, our picks today are guaranteed to give you the heebie-jeebies.
I want to live.
Because what's spooky season without some Cenobites?
Their blood, their pain, all for us.
I'm Patrick Gomez from Entertainment Weekly, filling in for Jared Hall. And here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, October 7th through Sunday, October 9th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Jinky, Scooby-Doo fans. We just learned who's voicing our favorite group of meddling kids in Mindy Kaling's upcoming HBO Max animated series, Velma. Joining Kaling as Velma are Constance Wu as Daphne, Glenn Howerton as Fred, and Sam Richardson as Shaggy. The massive voice cast also features Melissa Fumero, Gary Cole, Cherry Jones, Fortune Feimster, Nicole Byer, Shay Mitchell, Debbie Ryan, and many more. The 10-episode first season will debut in 2023. And on a Late Show appearance, Keanu Reeves told host Stephen Colbert that he would love the chance to play Marvel superhero Knight Rider. The revelation is undoubtedly a thrill for Marvel fans who have long fan-casted the Matrix actor as the vengeful motorcycle stunt performer Johnny Blaze, who was previously played by Nicolas Cage. Marvel studio head Kevin Feige has long said he'd love to see Reeves in the MCU. The actor didn't reveal if he's actually been offered any roles, but told Colbert, quote, "I think the way that the Marvel films have developed and what they are is really spectacular, and it would be great to be a part of that." And finally, we've got some somewhat spoilery news for fans of HBO's His Dark Materials. So if you're not caught up or don't want to know something big about the upcoming third season, it may be worthwhile to fast forward about 45 seconds. Okay, here we go. It was revealed at New York Comic Con on Thursday that Lin-Manuel Miranda will reprise his role of Texan astronaut Lee Scoresby. Viewers last saw Lee die in a shootout, but a season 2 finale post-credit scene opened up the possibility that the deceased characters might have a role to play in season 3. In an interview with EW right after his death aired back in 2020, Miranda said that he had been given no indication he would be needed for season 3, but, quote, "If there's a call for Lee in corporal or non-corporal form, I would be there. My family would love to go back to Wales, where the show is filmed." For more on all these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com.
Number 5.
Daddy's Girl takes on a whole new meaning in our number 5 pick, the series premiere of Let the Right One In. The new Showtime drama series is based off the hit Swedish novel and film. The series follows Mark and his daughter Eleanor. They live a life of isolation and uncertainty as Eleanor was made a vampire nearly a decade ago, keeping her a 12-year-old girl forever and forcing her to live off her father's blood. Here's a preview.
What I saw in there is not you. It's the virus.
There's something new out there. What happened in those sewers? It's just the beginning.
This series promises to go big on the gore and the terror. Give it a watch if you dare. The series premiere of Let the Right One In is available now on Showtime's streaming app and will air on Showtime proper at 9 p.m. on Sunday.
Number 4.
Our next pick really hits the nail on the head. It's the premiere of Hellraiser. The classic horror franchise gets another edition with Hulu's downright terrifying new movie. It centers on a young woman named Riley who struggles with addiction. Her life and the lives of those around her are thrown into peril as she opens an ancient puzzle box that summons the Cenobites, a group of sadistic supernatural beings from another dimension. And with them, cue the entrance of the iconic Pinhead. Here's a preview.
Beautiful, isn't it?
It's really nice.
You can hold it.
What is it?
It's a puzzle.
And it's almost finished.
Keep going.
So if I solve it, do I get a prize?
I do.
It has six sides, six configurations.
It opens up, and it cuts you.
And then they come to collect.
It's time. Greater delights await. We wish to see you proceed. Feed it. Their blood. Their pain. All for us. What is it you pray for?
Your pain is their pleasure. Watch Hellraiser, streaming now on Hulu. Any true devotee of Bravo's Real Housewives knows that Potomac is the franchise's crown jewel, which is why its new season premiere is our number three pick. With all due respect to the always reliable, always hilarious ladies of Atlanta, the wives of the DC suburb are among the wittiest, funniest, sharpest characters on TV. Potomac is led by Giselle Bryant and Karen Huger, the shadiest frenemies since Alexis Carrington Colby and Dominique Devereaux debated the merits of beluga caviar. Fans never really know where the two stand in their friendship. At the start of season 7, everyone seems to be in a good-ish place, but we all know that's not gonna last.
In Potomac, we know how to do things here with elegance and class.
We know how to argue.
Shut the f-
it's raining.
Don't come at me again.
We know how to communicate.
I just want
to
say hi.
Hi. No touching.
Okay.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye.
We know how to keep a secret.
I was a hockey player?
You're laughing. You're turning red.
Our class
remains unmatched.
Unmatched.
Yes.
This season on The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Mia, this hop is horrible.
Half of your new booty don't fit, honey.
My coochie is sweating.
Jerice made it! What is wrong with Karen?
She was doing that to get away from you.
I have that effect on people.
You and Michael are
getting a divorce.
We are.
I am elated in a place that excludes her crusty ass grabbing husband.
What is this activity on social media? I'm sick, I'm not sick.
You think I was doing it for attention?
I didn't f- you. In our marriage, you said that I could have eye candy.
Karen
was sneaking out of town with someone that wasn't ready.
I wanted to talk to Juan about getting a prenup.
Why are you mentioning it now?
Are there clauses about infidelity?
So everybody is asking me if you're sleeping with Peter Thomas.
No,
I'm gonna exit on that one though.
I'm waiting on my period.
2:40 in the morning. I get this DM from Chris.
Who are you at the W with? Not your wife.
You come home at 1:00 in the morning.
Not every day.
Many a married man have tried me, and I felt like he was trying to see if I was with it. He's a sneaky link.
You want to say that my husband made you feel uncomfortable?
100%.
Giselle is dead to me.
I didn't do anything.
This season, the cast remains largely unchanged from last. Why mess with perfection? That is, with one notable exception, the return of OG Potomac housewife Sharice Jackson Jordan. Sharice has been on the periphery since leaving the show as a regular cast member after the second season, but she's tagged back in without missing a beat. Sometimes the past holds the key to the future, and Potomac is unlocking the door to another stellar season. To quote the endlessly quotable grand dame, Lady Karen Huger, from the season premiere, just get a bag of chips and some popcorn. Snack on that. Catch the season premiere of The Real Housewives of Potomac tonight at 8 on Bravo. It's trivia time. It seems like every Golden Age slasher film from the 70s and 80s has now been remade for a modern audience. We've reimagined Leatherface of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Michael Myers of Halloween, Jason Voorhees of Friday the 13th, Freddy Krueger of A Nightmare on Elm Street, Chucky of Child's Play, and now Pinhead in the new Hellraiser. But which of these horror icons was the only one to be portrayed as female in the remake? Stick around for the answer. Our number two pick this weekend is taking us across the pond to Northern Ireland for the third and final season of Derry Girls. Summer's over and we pick up with Aaron, Claire, Mitchell, James, and Orla as they're desperate to find out their test scores. But breaking into the school doesn't go exactly as they hoped. Let's take a listen.
Is it a bit weird that two men we've never seen before just sort of took away a load of really expensive equipment in the middle of the night?
What are you getting at, Claire?
Just that. No. On reflection. I'm slightly worried you might have accidentally helped burgle the school.
In the premiere episode, we can promise a hilarious cameo from Liam Neeson, appearances from some of our favorite Derry Girl characters past, and, of course, ridiculous hijinks. Derry Girls Season 3 is streaming now on Netflix. Stay tuned for our number one pick and the answer to today's trivia question. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
knowing more about Jelco.
When the fourth round will...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/Awardist.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Fancy a trip to the south of Italy? Our soundbite of the week comes from the new trailer for the highly anticipated second season of HBO's anthology series, The White Lotus. This season takes place at the White Lotus Resort in Sicily, and guests include Jennifer Coolidge, whose character is now a wife, who brings her assistant on vacation with her. We'll also see Theo James as a cocky husband, and The Sopranos' Michael Imperioli channeling Christopher Moltisanti's lusty lifestyle.
Italy's just so romantic. You're gonna die. They're gonna have to drag you out of here.
Season 2 of The White Lotus premieres October 30th. When the clock strikes midnight, you're in for a fright. Our final pick is the series premiere of The Midnight Club. The new horror series from the creators of The Haunting of Hill House centers on the Rotherham House, a hospice for terminally ill young patients. The group holds meetings at midnight each night to exchange spooky stories, but a place surrounded by so much death soon begins to haunt their every waking moment. Here's a clip.
Got some old elevators.
I've only ever seen these in the movies.
Just the one.
Oh, you want to take a ride? Just hit the B button.
Dude, I said no hazing.
I'll take a ride.
What's in the basement?
Oh, man, I dare you.
No, he doesn't.
Dude, finally, shut up.
Bring it. I did 3 rounds of chemo. It takes a lot to scare me.
No, wait, don't. Don't. Don't actually go down there. Don't.
It's the morgue.
Yes, I didn't think of that. That makes sense, doesn't it?
I'd stay out of the elevator in general. It's possessed. Pops on and off, goes up and down at night all by itself. Something wrong with the wiring. It's old, but I'd stay out.
You know what? I get it now. This is not a good place to do hazing.
Beware, if you're frightened by jump scares and horrifying ghosts, this series might be one to watch with the lights on. Tune in to the new series, The Midnight Club, streaming now on Netflix. Trivia. And finally, the answer to today's trivia question. Which horror icon from the golden age of slasher films was the only one to be portrayed as female in the remake? Was it Leatherface, Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, Chucky, or Pinhead? The answer is Pinhead. The Hellraiser demon that accessorizes with much sharper pins than your average Bobby is portrayed by Jamie Clayton in the new movie. The character was originally nameless in Clive Barker's novella The Hellbound Heart, which is what the Hellraiser films are based off of. But fans nicknamed the villain Pinhead, and Barker later referred to the character as the Hell Priest. That's our show for this weekend. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday. So be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Editor-in-Chief Patrick Gomez. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Patrick Gomez LA. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher and Jared Hall, hosted by Patrick Gomez, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.